Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting, one show at a time.
Off the Mark has a great announcement to make. Our show is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, and WebOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
86 Productions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Off the Mark, the only podcast providing the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am your host, Andrew. I'm joined by my co-host, Aaron. Let's start the show by discussing the most recent news. Jeff Hardy was convicted and sentenced to 10 days in jail. That's it? After 2 years?
Yeah, he was arrested September 11th in 2009. And he pleaded guilty to two counts of intent to distribute a controlled substance, and one count of conspiracy to traffic a compound containing opium.
That's so, it? That's which, all? That, which, he just got 10 days in jail?
Mm-hmm.
That's horrible.
Yeah, he pled guilty to three felony charges. So he's now a felon. He's a convicted felon.
So that means he can't go to Canada.
That means that he cannot work for McDonald's anymore. I know
that's
that he wants,
true.
But he cannot work for McDonald's anymore.
But
and there are other things that happen too. Being a felon.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's just unbelievable in all seriousness. So Triple H is open to moving SmackDown to actually Tuesdays. The reason being, because it's live. And what's really on Tuesdays? You have Monday Night Football, and then you have Tuesday.
Yeah.
So
and
it's going to be great.
I know we've talked about this before. You and I are both in favor of this. The only thing that he has a problem with is actually the networks. I mean, you have Universal, NBC, you know, so you have NBC, USA, Sci-Fi, a bunch of other ones in there. And so moving SmackDown to Sci-Fi Tuesday nights, you got to realize that they're going to be competing with NBC Tuesday night shows. They're competing with, USA Tuesday night shows and things like that. So that's the only thing really holding them back right now. However, though, we may see SmackDown on Tuesdays. And I know that you and I are both in favor of this.
Yep, and I think it'll be a good idea. And I think that regardless of the NBC shows, I don't think it'll affect the people who watch stuff on Tuesday nights. I think still it'll be a high rated show. But it's going to be interesting because if Sin Cara messes up now, it's not taped anymore. So it's gonna
well, that's why we've talked about what they should do is they should record it an hour before it airs to make up for any mistakes.
Correct.
I think that would be the biggest thing. Like not have it like fully live, but have like an hour delay. You know, have a half hour delay.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I think that's what they'll end up doing. So this is kind of a big news. It seems like all we're talking about is this guy and his problems. Matt Hardy is arrested again for a DWI. So
DUI, DWI, same thing, you know.
Yeah, it's like what next? What is he on? I mean, why go to the airport on something in your Ola in your 2011 Camaro?
Well, you know what happened here was, you know, he was obviously under the influence of something. And they tested him for being drunk and he wasn't. They actually gave him a breathalyzer and he blew zeros. However, though, they had a drug officer there, and he performed some drug tests, and he concluded that that he was under some sort of central nervous system depressant. So, I mean, that could be a lot of things. I mean, it could be a Vicodin. It could be like a Valium. It could be something like that, which you're supposed to not drive on. I mean, look, you know, you're not supposed to drive, plain and simple. But at the end of the day, how many times do you have to mess up? I mean, is this something that's genetic? Is it just Matt Hardy? Like, what's the deal with this?
He's stating that he was there's a conspiracy now, basically, is what he's saying. That it's a vendetta against this guy who pulled him over or whatever. I don't believe it. Even if that's the case, it doesn't matter. He was under the influence of something. He needs to he needs to shape it up is what he really needs to do. And he needs to do something about his gray hair now. So, and he's
just for men.
Exactly.
All you have to do is contact Kevin Nash. That's all you need.
And then Kevin Nash can tell him exactly how it's supposed to be. But I guess what makes me upset is the fact that he's a professional wrestler. He had a couple bad run-ins. You think by the second time he'd learn, but no. No. He's going to continue what he's doing, and I wouldn't be surprised if he's dead this year.
Well, the biggest problem here is that this happened within a month. Kurt Angle's thing, don't get me wrong, that's not forgivable either because that happened in a few months of each other. This happened within the same month, you know? Like, you don't do that. You got to be smarter than that. And even if, like, somebody had it out for him, nonetheless, he was under the influence of something, okay? Mm-hmm. So if anything else, you should not be operating a motor vehicle at that time. There are kids that look up to him, you know? I mean, what are we looking at right now? Matt Hardy version zero because he's going to be dead? I mean, you really want a kid to think about you that way? I mean, you don't want to sully your legacy like some other people have.
That's true. So let's move on to Raw. We have Del Rio versus Bret Hart. And, you know, I don't know what's going to happen with this. What does it do? Does it help Del Rio out? Because I don't think it does. Because he just weasels his way out, if that makes sense, of the match. And lets his announcer get beaten up.
Well, what the biggest question here is, this interaction between the two, the tag team match, how does this help further the John Cena-Alberto Del Rio feud?
It doesn't.
How does that further it?
Doesn't do anything.
What does it do?
It basically, you got Bret Hart to come in and give his ring announcer, who did some adult education movies, had him come in and basically take the sharpshooter and tap right away. Well, I don't see the point of it, but whatever. I'm not the WWE.
The biggest problem I have with this segment is that this does not feel like John Cena and Alberto Del Rio are going for the WWE title. This does not seem like they are going for that championship. What this seems like to me is just a mid-card feud that they threw together, or even an upper mid-card feud that they threw together. This does not feel like a WWE feud, and that's the biggest problem.
Yeah, and you have your world champion against the former world champion or your moneymaker, and of course Del Rio's going to have to go over because, well, why wouldn't he? Why would he get the title and just drop in the next month? I mean, is he Christian now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the only thing that, like, on Raw, I shouldn't say the only thing, but one of the biggest things that really happened on Raw that made me happy, and Andy, I'm sure it made you happy too, was something that you and I have been hounding on them now for months. They announce a four-way for the U.S. title at Night of Champions.
Yep, and it's because they listen to our podcast.
You realize that I saw on there an IP address from Connecticut.
Yes, I know. I saw that too. So they're going to start using our ideas. Yeah, I'm finally glad that he decided to do this. I think A-Rai should win, but he won't. And because it's funny because A-Rai has not been doing that much, but he still comes out to loud pops. So you think they start pushing him more, but he's not getting pushed. So he needs to somehow, like, basically get screwed out of winning the U.S. Championship belt. And then they need to continue with that feud. And just because I think he's a moneymaker. He's one of those guys that came in as a referee, didn't want to have much to do with wrestling, and then all of a sudden became what he is now, and now he wants to wrestle. Do something with him, otherwise you're going to fail. I mean, because he's still hot.
I think that he's cooled down, and it's the WWE's fault. I think that they just didn't do as much with him as they should have. So, but nonetheless, this is something that I am very excited for. This is actually a match I think could steal the show at Night of Champions. Now, the other match that possibly could steal the show is our Miz taking on Air Boom. Now, what do you think about this? I mean, it was thrown together last second. Don't get me wrong. But what do you think about it?
In a way, I would like to see our Miz win. And because then they have the straps. You know, Air Boom doesn't need it. Those guys don't need it. They can not have the straps whatsoever. And it wouldn't bother me. And, you know, they don't need it. That's the thing. They're fan favorites. The thing with R-Truth is that if you pair him with Miz, if you're going to have something for a couple months with this, you got to put the straps on them because then they're noticeable. They're the champions. That's just my feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
now, I want to ask you something, Andy. Did you notice that Orton put over Cody Rhodes on Raw? Did you notice that?
No, not really.
Orton lost to Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
Pretty much cleanly. Yeah, he got hit in the face with the, you know, Cody Rhodes' protective mask. Orton, over the past year, has refused to put over CM Punk, who is now, like, the top guy on Raw.
Right.
He refused to put over Christian to make Christian a megastar. So, what is this? Is this business as usual in the WWE? Is this, like, the click? I mean, what is this?
I think it's the thing is, like, the click now. Like, click, click, let's change the channel to something else. That's what I think's happening. You know, I can't believe that Orton actually did that. I don't know. Maybe he's changed his thought process and everything just does the jobs like you're supposed to. I mean, John Cena, look at all the jobs he's done. You know, even if it's in tag matches or whatever, but he's done them. So he doesn't complain about, you know, having to take a job from this guy or that guy. He doesn't kick out the last second like, oh, I would have won. I would have won. No, he just lays down like you're supposed to as a professional. Mm-hmm. I'm just surprised that this happened. And what do you think?
I'm surprised that it happened too. So I wish they would have put over Punk and Christian. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that that's the problem is that that was necessary and it was not done.
That's
now,
correct.
The big thing that happened, I mean, they saved this for last. I mean, this really tells you what the main event should be at Night of Champions.
That's correct.
Which is CM Punk and Triple H. This segment, what did you think?
I thought it was very interesting because it was getting there. And then I thought the fact that he broke character, said this is Phil Brooks talking to Paul Levesque. And if I'm correct, I tried to watch it a couple times, but something happened with my DVR. Did he call Paul Levesque, Levesque McMahon?
No, he said Paul Levesque.
Okay. I thought because something happened with my DVR and I thought that's, I was like, did he say that? And each time I rewound it, it was never fine, but. Yeah, it would have been funny if he said that. But yeah, he actually said, this is man-to-man, blah, blah. And then they cut his mic off.
Mm-hmm.
Grabbed Triple H mic, same thing. And I thought about it. I was like, you know, this is planned.
Because, well, of course.
Because why else would he grab the third one and then hit him in the head with it? So this just proves my point that Triple H is going to win.
What did you think of it, though?
It's pretty good. I'm glad he said some of the things he did. You could tell that that was all unscripted.
Mm-hmm.
They just had a couple points that they wanted to make. They did. It was all unscripted because there's stuff that went on that, you know, that probably Triple H probably had a team of writers that thought of thousands of things to say. And CM Punk just off top of said this is what he came up with. Because some of the stuff Triple H said, there's no way he would have thought about. I don't believe that he would have thought some of that stuff out. He would have.
I'll tell you what, man, this segment for me made Raw this week sucked. It had a couple of things that went well.
I was
bored.
But
this segment, though, I thought helped make Raw. And this is what you do. You make the last segment the most exciting thing because that way you forget about the rest of the show. And then the other thing, too, is that you're excited to watch the next show, whether it's SmackDown, the pay-per-view, or Raw. And this made me excited for it. So they did what they were supposed to do. So kudos to WWE for this segment. Some of the other ones, not so much.
Right.
Not so much. So, now, Andy, you made a prediction like 2 or 3 weeks ago about Sin Cara taking on Sin Cara.
And, of course, I was right.
And you know, for one time in your life, you were right.
Yep. I was right. I knew this was going to happen. I just thought it was weird how they presented it, but it actually made sense. In a way, it would have been funny if they had Sin Cara come back earlier, but you know, I don't know how to explain it. Like, I'm glad they did it, but I think there should have been a different way and probably a smarter way to do this. But I'm glad that now they're gonna have the Sin Cara versus Sin Cara feud because now they're gonna sell a ton of merchandise, and then you're gonna be like, which Sin Cara is it? Is that the real one? Is that is that Mystico or is that the other guy? We don't know.
Yeah, I wonder if they're gonna wear different colored masks. Like this one will be in blue, this one will be in red. You know, that's what I would do.
They could.
That's just.
Nothing would surprise me right now. I'm glad they finally did that. I wish they would have done it at the pay-per-view, though. I wish that something would happen at the pay-per-view. The other Sin Cara comes out.
The thing is, they're doing something smart. They're saving this for the next pay-per-view.
Right.
this match isn't going to be at this pay-per-view. It's going to be at the pay-per-view happening here in, what, 2 weeks, you know? So, because for whatever reason, they like to hold three pay-per-views in 5 weeks of each other.
Who knows? This is dumb.
But, yeah, it's actually smart the way that they're doing this, though. It is kind of smart because they're preparing a feud for the next pay-per-view, because the next pay-per-view at the end of the day is just going to be the same feuds that we saw at Night of Champions.
Correct.
Just furthered a little. So that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. So again, we see R-Truth and Miz, and they get singles wins over Air Boom. So I guess Air Boom is going to win the pay-per-view.
Yeah, I mean, we had Miz beat Kofi on Raw, and then we had R-Truth beat. Miz beat Kofi on Raw, and then R-Truth beat Evan Bourne on SmackDown.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, you got it. You got it right.
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
All right.
Yeah. So anyway, they're just pushing it.
As you said before, they're going to get wins then in the pay-per-view. Air Boom's going to win. And then Henry versus Orton, Andy. I mean, this has been built up now. I mean, the match is going to happen this Sunday, you know, here in 2 days. Are you excited?
No, I'm not excited. I didn't care for this match anyways, but it's nice they actually did a decent build-up that made Mark Henry look like a monster. So then when he has relations with another woman gets birth to a hand, everyone's going to, you know, forget about that stuff. The thing is, there's too many things that did comical with Mark Henry that actually hurt him. I would like to see something better with him. And I think this isn't it. I think there's something better they can do with him. I hope something happens. I really hope that he wins, actually. I really would like to see him win. Just to give him the strap. Because he hasn't had...
I would, too.
The last one he had was the ECW belt. And he was technically a heel then. So, oh well.
Yeah, no, I actually think that giving him a world title, I think that it would be a smart thing to do. I've never been a big fan of Mark Henry, though. You know, I'm going to be honest and say that. But I think that storyline wise, it would make a lot of sense to give him the straps. So.
Yep, and no
but
one
if
else?
You if you want to talk about story wine lies, Andy, you know where you do that at.
You actually go to HostGator. Are you a blogger, a podcaster? You're not happy with your web host? Check out HostGator.com. We're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. They offer unlimited disk space, bandwidth, and one-click script installs, and a free site builder with an easy control panel. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use special coupon code AUTHAMARK, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What are you going to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite every web hosting cost. The pay-per-view. Austin Aries wins the X Division title. This was awesome, but I knew it before the pay-per-view even started because TNA needs to learn how to advertise better, and you wait till Monday to release your advertising. And I think they released it on, what, Friday or Saturday? Why can't they wait another, you know, 48 hours, 72 hours? I already knew that Austin Aries was going to win. That was horrible.
I didn't know he was going to win. I thought that he was going to lose. I thought they were going to swerve, you know, but I don't know. I mean, I guess it makes for a good storyline to have him win. I like Austin Aries, though. I think that he's a talent, and I think that the X Division is actually his first stop on his way to becoming a bigger star in TNA.
Yeah, but why give it away? Why actually say, hey, he's going to win the title? I mean, when I was watching the match, I was like, oh, he's going to win it. That's all I thought the entire time, so it wasn't as good when I watched that match. I was kind of disappointed.
I agree. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think that, you know, doing stuff like that is stupid. You know, I really do. However, though, I didn't know. You know, I didn't know going into it, and I thought they were going to swerve.
Yeah, and of course they didn't. So Road beats Bully Ray in the Bound for Glory series finale to become the number one contender.
Yeah. What did you think about the Bound for Glory thing?
Nah. They were doing it right for a while, and I think they screwed it up. They could have done it a lot better, but, you know, that's... The thing is, I guess sometimes people have good ideas, but they don't think the idea all the way through, and I think this is a big example of one of those ideas. They never thought it through. They just thought it was going to work. They should have known who was going to be there and then gone back from that point and then to all the way to the start, not from the start to the end. They should have gone from the end to the start. But that's just, you know, that's just my thought process. It could have been a whole heck of a lot better. But, you know, grit for Road, he's going to definitely be, he's the number one contender. It's going to be interesting to see when he faces Kurt Angle.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I actually really enjoyed the Bound for Glory series. I thought it was an interesting program that they did. And I hope they do it again next year. I really do. I hope that they keep something like this going, because it, to me, made it a little bit more exciting. I wish, though, that they had more urgency there. You know, having, I think that the Thursday before the pay-per-view, I wish they had a match that decided who got that number four spot. That's what I wish, because they just had the fatal four-way match instead, which was basically a tag team. And yeah. I really wish that they had a match that, like, you know, like, let's say, I don't know, James Storm faced Scott Steiner or something like that. I mean, you know, obviously you don't want Scott Steiner because he's not a draw. Samoa Joe. And if Samoa Joe wins with a submission, he gets put into that match now, you know?
Right.
And so, like, you have this underdog feeling that makes it that much more exciting. And I felt like this one, they didn't do it, you know, like they should.
Yeah, you're right. And that's the thing. They like I said, if they started from end to finish, I'm sorry, end to start, it would have been a completely different story. And they could have thrown that storyline in there where, okay, he got to this point. Let's make him, you know, have to win by submission in order just to barely get in. And then he, you know, you could say there's like a three-way tie. And then they have to go through a triple threat match or something like mm-hmm. that. That's what I think they should have done.
Absolutely.
But, you know, that's
absolutely.
So Kurt Angle
wins. I'm happy for Robert Roode, though, too.
Yeah, Kurt Angle wins, which I couldn't believe. I'm very surprised by this. But mm-hmm. also not surprised, if that makes sense. And then he celebrates with Hogan?
Well, I mean, you know, he's a part of Immortal, or he joined Immortal or whatever, which yeah. happened a few weeks back. But, yeah, I was a little surprised that he won. But at the same time, I mean, Robert Roode versus Sting, you know, isn't going to be as good of a story, or versus, you know, Ken Anderson's not going to be as good of a story. Plus, you know that they're trying to do the Sting Hogan thing, which correct. We're going to talk about here in a little bit at Impact Wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
So but before we talk about Sting Hogan, we're going to talk about Robert Roode, Double R.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, he has to face every member of Fortune before he faces Angle at Bound for Glory, as decreed by Kurt Angle. This makes no sense whatsoever.
None whatsoever.
Like, my question to you, Andy, is he going to get fired if he doesn't face them?
That's the thing. If he really wanted to, he could just say, screw you guys. I'm going to get counted out on each one of these.
Yeah.
And that's
what's
it.
What's the
just
point?
Walk out of the building. They can't take it away from him. He won fair and square. It's like someone who wins the Royal Rumble and they can't face the champion at WrestleMania. Same thing. Mm-hmm. You know, he won it fair and square. This is just one of those things that Angle's going to do because I guess Robert Roode's going to be the next TNA champion. Good for him. Yeah.
I like that. I actually think that they're going to do a pretty good build up and mm-hmm. they really want to make Robert Roode the face of TNA. And I'm in favor of that. I think that he's such a talent. It's only unfortunate, though, because beer money will suffer. That's the thing that sucks.
That is true. But I just didn't understand why Matt Morgan beat Joe at the pay-per-view. And then Samoa Joe beats Matt Morgan on Impact Wrestling. You know, I don't know what to think here. You know, because I don't see the point. Why trade wins?
Well, they're trying to, you know, have a big build-up. They'll have another match at Bound for Glory, probably. But these two, I don't care that much about this feud. And I really, really, really want Samoa Joe back in the main event picture.
Yeah,
have him take on Robert Roode at the next pay-per-view, the following one.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Yeah, that'd be a great match. But
I think it would too.
But you know what's going to happen? It's going to be like another Kurt Angle rematch or something like that.
Yeah, for the next three shows.
Yep, that's going to happen. So Sting mocks Flair for going to the WWE when WCW folded, which is actually kind of an interesting thing.
And this segment, it did not air. This actually happened off air because... this is just something I wanted to talk about real quick because this apparently was something that Sting brought up
mm-hmm.
and it made me laugh my butt off because that is just like perfect for him to go out on a limb and say that. Like mm-hmm. that's just amazing. It really is. But Sting, basically they had a stipulation where Flair, if he beats Sting, Sting retires. If Sting beats Flair, then he gets Hogan at Bound for Glory. Andy, guess what happened?
What happened?
You're never going to believe it. Sting won.
Gosh, I would have never guessed that.
He didn't retire. No sense of urgency there. None.
Nope.
Hogan versus Sting at Bound for Glory. What do you think?
Don't care.
Yeah?
Because Sting should go over, but he won't. Someone has an ego problem.
I don't know. I think that Sting might go over.
No.
But
I doubt it. I don't see Sting going over. I really don't. I really don't.
Now, Andy, for our weekly topic this week, we have something special.
What's that?
Well, with SmackDown Superstars being on Raw, and Raw Superstars being on SmackDown, for whatever reason, I have created a top five list for why you need to combine Raw and SmackDown. Are you ready to hear this list, Andy?
No.
So at number five, people are more likely to watch both programs now. If you tell them that John Cena is going to be on Raw and on SmackDown, people are going to watch. CM Punk's going to be on both.
Yeah.
People are more likely to watch.
But they would do recaps on SmackDown, though. That's the thing. So if you did miss Raw, you could see the recap on SmackDown.
Well, but why would you want to watch that? I mean, like, let's say your favorite superstar is on SmackDown, not on Raw. You don't care anymore, so you only watch SmackDown.
Okay.
Number four, better feuds.
Yeah.
You're going to have better feuds because you're going to have everybody in one location.
Okay.
Which leads me to my number three, which is more A-listers on Raw, which means that the mid-card can shine on SmackDown, because the formula is, when you have the two shows, Raw is your A show, so you have your main eventers on there. You have Orton and Cena and Punk and Triple H and Christian. You know, you have everybody over there. And then you have them appear somewhat on SmackDown too, but in a smaller capacity. Instead, you focus more on Sin Cara, on, you know, Daniel Bryan, on Jack Swagger, on Dolph Ziggler. And you have a bigger program with them on SmackDown and a smaller program on Raw then. So they shine more because of that. My number two one, combining the titles, which means less confusion. Who's bigger, the World Heavyweight Champion or the WWE Champion? I don't know. World Heavyweight? But why is the WWE Champion supposededly the biggest one in the company?
Because it's the WWE Champion. It's not the World Champion. The World Champion is different.
Mm-hmm. That's the point. You have less confusion then, okay? So you combine it, and now it's the WWE World Heavyweight Championship again. And so you have the one major title. You have a secondary.
It should be the WWE World Heavyweight Champion is what it should be called. Then it should be called the United States Champion, and then the TV title, and the Tag Team Pal, and the Divas. That's it.
Yeah, and that's the big thing. You get to do that then. You get to do that. That's important. And the number one reason to combine Raw and SmackDown is that you get to destroy. I'm sorry, not destroy. You get to erase from the history books Chris Benoit. And you're probably saying, well, what do you mean? Here is what you get to do. Chris Benoit was never a WWE champion. Did you know that?
Correct.
He was only a World Heavyweight Champion. When you have a match that the WWE title and the World Heavyweight Championship are going to come together, you're going to follow the lineage of the WWE title because it's been around longer. So that's the one you're going to follow. The World Heavyweight Championship now ceases to exist. And so Chris Benoit now is extinguished in that sense. He is gone from having that title.
Yeah, I see your point.
And so WrestleMania 20's main event is now Eddie Guerrero versus Kurt Angle, like they always show.
Mm-hmm.
That now is going to be the main event. So that is the number one reason to do so.
Okay. And I think the biggest con is actually combining the titles, you know, to a certain extent. I mean, I see why you should have only a couple titles, but I also see why you don't want to have that.
And Andy, I got to tell you too, I have a list prepared for the top five reasons not to combine. And I will do that some other time. Not maybe not next week, maybe not the week after. But I will do that one, though.
All right. So that's all the time that we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at OffTheMark86. I want to thank AC Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank our listeners for taking time to download and listen to the show. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.